Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? The biggest day of the 2025-26 Thoroughbred Meet at Tampa Bay Downs on Saturday promises excitement galore with the added bonus of the emergence of one or more Kentucky Derby candidates from the Grade 3 $400,000 Tampa Bay Derby. The Tampa Bay Derby for three-year-olds is the centerpiece of a glittering Festival Day 46 card offering five stakes races, four of which are graded, worth a combined $1,075,000 in purse money. Officials plan to get the day's action underway at noon. The top five finishers in the Tampa Bay Derby earn qualifying points for the Kentucky Derby on May 2nd on a 50-25-15-10-5 scale. The mile and 16th race over the Oldsmar main track has produced two winners of the Run for the Roses. Street Sense, who won both races in 2007, and Super Saver, who finished third in the 2010 Tampa Bay Derby before his victory in the world's most famous race, the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. The other stakes on Saturday's card are the Grade 2 $225,000 Hillsborough Stakes for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, at a distance of a mile and an eighth on the turf course. Then we have the Grade 3 $200,000 Florida Oaks for three-year-old fillies at a mile and a 16th on the grass. And then the Grade 3 $125,000 Michelob Ultra Challenger Stakes for horses four and upward at a mile and a 16th on the main track. And finally, the $125,000 Columbia Stakes for three-year-olds at a mile on the turf. Although it's a little too early to speculate on field sizes, the makeup of each of Saturday's five stakes races is taking shape. The 46th edition of the Tampa Bay Derby is likely to have a bona fide standout in Further Ado, a colt owned by Spendthrift Farm and trained by Brad Cox. He has two victories from four starts, and both have been ultra-impressive. A 20-length maiden-breaking score on October 10th at Keeneland, followed 7 weeks later by a triumph in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill Downs. Both victories came at the mile and a 16th distance. What's more, Further Ado has been working exceptionally well for his three-year-old debut. His most recent move, a 5-furlong breeze Saturday in 49 and 2/5 seconds at Payson Park Training Center at Indiantown. Another Tampa Bay Derby probable is Canaletto, who established himself as a colt with extremely bright future in his lone career start, an 8th-length victory at a distance of a mile on January 25th at Gulfstream Park. Chad Brown trains Canaletto for owners Mrs. John Maginer, Michael B. Tabor, Derek Smith, Peter M. Brandt, and Brooke T. Smith. Other Tampa Bay Derby probables at press time include the Puma trainer Gustav Delgado's colt, who finished third here in the Sam F. Davis Stakes on February 7th, trainer Patrick Biancone's Florida-bred gelding Redland Rebels, who finished second on January 31st in the Kitten's Joy Stake on the turf at Gulfstream, trainer Todd Pletcher's colt Power Shift, second in his only start on February 7th in a Tampa Bay Downs maiden special weight, and conditioner Danny Gargan's colt Talkin', who finished second in October in the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes at Belmont. Other probable starters of now are multiple stakes placed Roger That Dana, trained by Louis M. Ramirez, and Walter Beckman's colt Hulkamania, who broke his maiden here on February 8th, going 7 furlongs in his only career start. Trainer Cox could also have the likely favorite in the Hillsborough Stakes in his four-year-old filly Fion, who posted a 7-for-11 mark in 2025 with earnings in excess of $2 million. She won five stakes races, four of them of the graded variety, including the Grade 1 Belmont Oaks Invitational on July 5th at Saratoga. Another four-year-old filly from the Cox Barn, Destino de Oro, is currently listed as a possible Hillsborough starter. Her biggest career victory came on January 24th at Gulfstream Park in the Grade 2 Pegasus World Cup, filly and mare turf invitational stakes. Her fifth career triumph from eight starts. Probable Hillsborough starters, in addition to Fionn, include trainer Mark Cassie's four-year-old and one more time winner of a Grade 1 stakes at Woodbine as a two-year-old. Trainer Bill Mott's four-year-old Scythian, a Grade 2 winner as a two-year-old, who finished third here on January 31st in the Grade 3 Endeavor Stakes. There's a stakes-winning five-year-old mare Proctor Street from the barn of Brennan Walsh and Aunt Mo, the four-year-old daughter of Uncle Mo, trained by Arthur Agostini. Currently listed as a possible is a four-year-old Golden Sunshine, trained by Owen Hardy. The probables list for the Florida Oaks is headed by Time to Dream, a stakes winner trained by Todd Pletcher, who finished third last fall in the Grade 2 Jasmine Stakes presented by Keeneland Sales at Keeneland. Also expected to compete are Abigail, trainer Miguel Clement's filly, who is 2-for-2 over the Tampa Bay Downs turf course. Cocomotion, who turned in a memorable debut performance for trainer Whit Beckman by winning a February 7th maiden special weights race at Tampa Bay Downs by 6 1/4 lengths. Lagana, a stakes place filly trained by Patrick Biancone. Backgammon, trained by Cassie. And Special Word, a French bred filly trained by Tom Proctor. We have Bramble Brass, trained by Mike Deeney, and conditioner Phil Bowers, Tam Tam. Listed as possible for the Florida Oaks are trainer Safi A. Joseph's Jr.'s Dandana and Jim Toner's Tide of Time. With three-time Michelob Ultra Challenge winner Skippy Longstocking expected to compete Saturday in the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap on the West Coast, trainer Safi Joseph is expected to start four-year-old Florida-bred Neoquas at Tampa Bay Downs. Neoquas won the Sunshine Turf Stakes on January 17th at Gulfstream Park in his most recent start. Cox could have the Michelob Ultra Challenger favorite in the four-year-old colt Disco Time, who began his career with five consecutive victories, including the Grade 3 La Conte Stakes at Fairgrounds last year. The Michelob Ultra Challenge field is also expected to feature Pletcher's four-year-old colt Disruptor, a sharp allowance optional claiming winner here on January 31st, going 7 furlongs. There's four-year-old Racing Driver, a four-time winner for Gustavo Delgado, Catalytic, a Grade 3 placed five-year-old trained by Antonio Sano, Solo Venturi, a four-year-old trained by Will Walden, and Painter's Prodigy, a five-year-old gelding trained by Enrique Hernandez. Case and rival trainer H. Graham Motion are expected to start serious contenders in the Columbia Stakes. Cassie is a trainer of three-year-old gelding Appaland, who won the Dana Beach Stakes on New Year's Day at Gulfstream and then settled for a third-place finish here on January 31st in the Kitten's Joy Stakes. Motion is expected to send out Proton, who won the Laurel Futurity last fall and finished second October 31st at Del Mar in the Thoroughbred After Alliance Care Stakes. Also expected to start in the Columbia are trainer Jose Francisco D'Angelo's Bronze Bullet, who was disqualified to second from an apparent victory on November 28th at Gulfstream in the Pulpit Stakes. Trainer Lynn Rarick's duo of Mr. Moe's Magic, who won a one-mile allowance optional claiming event here on February 14th, and Nick's Honor, Vino Solo, who is 2-for-2 on the Oldsmar Turf Course for trainer Mario Roberto Lopez, and A Million Dreams, a multiple stakes placed for trainer Kevin Rice. Well, racing fans, we got an exciting weekend of racing up ahead of us this Saturday at Tampa Bay Downs. I advise all racing fans who would like to attend in person, go to the website, tampabaydowns.com, and you can make arrangements to purchase tickets. But a very large crowd should be on hand for the marquee event of the racing season at Tampa Bay Downs. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races always.